Chapter 8, Section 6.2, Doctrine. Focus on the outcome, not the contract. Worth, outcome-based tools can be useful here, but be warned, they can also expose flaws in the understanding of value and become stymied by the corporate corpus, for example, the budgeting processes and its inability to cope with variable charging. Use appropriate tools. When using maps, if I'm looking at financial flows, then I'll often dive into financial modeling when considering multiple investment paths, for example, focus on increasing visitors through marketing or the conversion rate from a microsite. Equally, if I've identified multiple wares that I can attack, then I'll often dive into business model canvas to compare them. Don't be afraid to use multiple tools. Maps are simply a guide and learning tool. Optimize flow. Often when you examine flows, then you'll find bottlenecks, inefficiencies and profitless flows. There will be things that you're doing that you just don't need to. Be very careful to consider not only efficiency but effectiveness. Try to avoid investing in making an ineffective process more efficient when you need to be questioning why you're doing something and uncovering hidden costs. Also, don't assume that an obvious change will be welcomed. Beware the corporate corpus. When it comes to managing flow, then granularity is your friend. Be prepared though, most companies don't have anywhere near the level of granularity that you'll need, and you may even encounter politics when trying to find out. Think small, as in know the details. Any map can contain multiple different users, and often the needs of those users can be in conflict, though you should try to bring them all together. We've covered quite a bit of doctrine so far. I've highlighted this, in orange, in figure 93. Though we've skated over several other areas of doctrine, I do want to come back to them later in the book with a more formal examination. See figure 93, Doctrine. For more details. We've also mentioned an aspect of gameplay trading. Maps are a form of knowledge capital and they tend to have value. Don't expect people to just share them with you. You'll need to trade or create your own. In the next section, we will focus on climate, including common economic patterns and anticipation.